here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end.
Welcome back to Johnny B Show. Phone lines are open, and I welcome people to join in on my meltdown. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Because this could have apocalyptic implications.
I'm scared.
I'm not.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, One of us has to be.
I'm going to be looking up a little bit. We'll find out. I'll let you know exactly what I'm talking about when we do this segment. And look, normally, the last couple of weeks, it's been hard to find something to get upset about, but things just happen organically sometimes, and I get upset. Sometimes the Monday Night Meltdown gets pushed back to like Thursday or Friday, but today, oh, we got something.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B Meltdown.
Okie dokie. It's been probably... since 2012, when people were all about the Mayan calendar, that the world was going to end. And I know, I believe 2010 or 2011, there was a preacher that had a lot of people believing that the rapture was happening, and a lot of people freaked out over that. Dumb people. What's happening again? Biblical prophecy claims the world will end this Saturday, September 23rd.
Damn it!
I know, I have a gig Saturday night in downtown St. Pete.
I'm stoked. I don't have to pay rent for October because I'll be dead.
I should have got that Rooms to Go furniture that I don't have to pay for 2 years. Would have been nice.
Bucks can't catch a break, man.
I know. We finally got a team together and the goddamn world's going to end.
Does this actually make the Bucks one of the only undefeated teams in NFL history?
No, there's a lot of undefeated teams. Okay, Carolina Panthers, right. Atlanta Falcons.
Look, I'm an idiot. Just
yeah, you are. Well, this is scary stuff because this Christian numerologist is claiming that the world will end September 23rd.
How do you make money off that career?
I don't
Christian
know.
Numerologist.
It's got to be way better than radio.
Does that pay the bills?
This guy, David Mead, he quotes verses in Luke 21, 25, and 26 to design the recent events such as a solar eclipse and Hurricane Harvey are signs of the apocalypse or science, maybe science. I love it. I love it when religious weirdos take something like the solar eclipse and tie it into the Bible. And it's not even all the Bibles. This numerologist guy, most Christians think he's a wacky. He's a wackadoo. But if you're in line with his thinking, then this is it. And I have heard through social media and YouTube about this Planet X. I believe it's called Nerubu. Is that what they're saying, this Planet X?
I've heard of it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a real thing. There's a whole...
Nibiru.
There's a whole cult of people that believe in this fake planet, Nibiru. Same kind of people that believe the Earth is flat.
Like Shaq?
Yes. But Nibiru, a.k.a. Planet X, is supposed to fly right by the Earth this Saturday, and it's going to cause... all kinds of chaos that will lead to the rapture and Jesus coming back.
So what happens when the world doesn't end and it's September 24th?
Just like all the other ones.
What do they say? I don't pay attention. What do they say?
I don't know. I really wish there was Mayans around, like real Mayans.
You never really hear from them again, to be honest with you.
I think they all died. But like, I wish my neighbor was a Mayan That way...
You wish your neighbor was a Mayan?
Back when the fail happened.
Ah.
2012.
Build that wall.
Because I would have... Easy! Because I would have... I would have just stood in my front yard the next day and been like, dude, everything seems fine. How are you guys doing over there with your big-ass stone calendar? Pretty good? Yeah. Well, NASA has come out and said the Planet X is a hoax. I think it's funny they had to do that. They're like, look, guys, settle down. It's just a hoax. It's not really a thing. I mean, people have telescopes. Like, you could be a commoner with a telescope, right?
You sure can.
Like a really high-powered one. You would be able to see Planet X, right, if you had a telescope?
I think you could, or you should be able to.
I mean, right? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I've never heard of this Planet X. Do you know what cult this is? I guess I could
look looked up on YouTube. There's a lot of people on YouTube.
Narubu?
Yeah.
Nibiru. N-I-B.
Yeah.
What is it? N-I-B-I-R-U.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah, yeah. If you look
Sounds
it up
like
on,
an anime
if
sort
you,
of thing.
If you look it up on YouTube, all these people
Cataclysm?
Have... They have videos. They have videos of where you could see the two suns or whatever. Maybe a reflection in the lens, maybe? Maybe? Hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Let's say the end of the world was Saturday.
Okay.
Let's say you knew it for a fact. Like,
I'm going on a six-day rager. Six-day bender.
No. I'm saying.
Oh.
What good would it do to tell everybody and cause mass panic if you convinced everybody, David Mead, Christian numerologist? Jesus. That sounds more wacky than a street magician. You know what I mean? That's just, come on, dude. All I know is Jesus and numbers. I'm a Christian numerologist. I'd rather have a Christian astrologist. What are you, Virgo, sinner? Well, September 23rd, another doomsday. It's going to happen, guys.
All right, say the world did end or was going to end
yeah.
on Saturday.
Yeah.
What are we doing? What are we doing for the rest of the week?
What time on Saturday?
I got to work all week long.
You're going to go to work on
both
the last
jobs.
Week of your life here's, on planet Earth?
Here's the thing. If I don't go to both my jobs all week long and the world doesn't end, I can't tell the power company and the landlord, hey, man, you need to talk to my boy David Mead. You know him. He's the Jesus numerologist because he told your boy that the world was ending. So I was like, F it. And I caught up on Narcos.
How far along?
I'm on episode 8, season 3 right
it's
now.
It's amazing, right?
Calm it down. It's good.
See how excited
it's
he got?
Good. I know.
Don't dim his shine. I've never seen him that happy before.
I mean, that reaction was the same that you have for Vagina or Cheesecake Factory, not a goddamn Netflix series. I mean, it's good.
It's very good.
It is very good.
Intense.
But, oh, my God.
That's his pumpkin spice face.
I know.
It is.
Oh, my God. That pumpkin spice smoothie at Wawa. Shut up.
Can you start taking selfies with your pumpkin spice
You don't have to look at the camera, though.
Yeah, look
you
away.
You can look away.
Sure. Are we going to talk about that?
I mentioned it briefly earlier that Ryan Adams has an addiction to super gay look away selfies.
You should do one.
What are you looking away at? We know you took the picture. It's the same as the sleep selfie.
It's art, Johnny.
Sometimes I sneak up on myself and I don't realize I'm taking the picture.
If you do a selfie of yourself sleeping, I almost have to not be your friend.
Let me ask you a question. How could I possibly take a selfie of myself while I'm sleeping?
Exactly. That's why it's so dumb. You're like, so tired, got me like, ugh. Hashtag barf.
Like, I got to be known for something around here, okay?
Yeah, hopefully it's a good producer one day.
Ouch. That's your signature move.
It is.
Sleeping selfie.
My point is.
We all got something.
My point is, if you believe in David Mead over science, then go ahead, quit your job this week. Be stupid. Tell your kids that it's all over, folks. Or if you're like me and you kind of believe in science more than anything else, because they have proof of stuff and what they predict actually happens all the time. It's crazy.
Sure does.
I mean, it's nuts how they say, you know, every 24 hours, like a new day starts and it really does happen. And like there's 365 days in a year because we're rotating around a giant sun.
Sometimes 366.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. You know how you knew that? Science. Yep. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. It's weird. But let's say there was Nibiru coming at us. Somebody would probably know about that.
And if it's only 5 days away, wouldn't we be seeing it? Like we should be able to like look up in the sky and see it right now.
Why are they only talking about it now? Like I should have been prepping for this like months ago.
They've been talking about it.
Oh, have they?
Yeah. But
well, I only saw it in the news today.
Yeah, but I didn't know it was September 23rd until today. I didn't realize that there was biblical numerologists out there. So
we should ask Paul Delgado what the spaghetti.
A spaghetti
is,
model of it hitting the Earth. That
exactly.
would be awesome. That'd
be great.
If they had it like way off, like a light year away, and the spaghetti model's like, well, it might hit Mars. We don't know. Ask David Mead. He's the numerologist. Where's this guy going to go if he's wrong, when he's wrong? What's he going to do?
I don't know. That's why I asked you. What do these people do when they turn out to be wrong? Do they say, oh, you know, it's just a mistake, or we're lucky, or... What happens?
I don't know. Like, you have to just go away, right? You can't be like, Mobby, I guess my numbers are wrong. It's what I get for getting a cheap calculator, everybody. I thought Jesus would direct it. It's just stupid.
We got to make it past Saturday because North Carolina Allen's birthday is Sunday.
Oh, and the Bucks play the Minnesota Vikings at 1:00 in Minnesota, and we're gonna get in that ass. It's gonna be exciting. 727-579-1025 800-771-1025. I almost dumped myself. but I was referring to football. That's exactly what I was referring to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, football.